Yo, 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 yo.
We did it.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E. Z. Zuli.
Y'all probably more confused than I am right now because that was Easy's intro. Easy calls me at about 10 minutes before my show and tells me that he has an emergency and you're going to have to do your show by yourself, Shane. And I'm like, okay, so I'm sitting here sweating, trying to get everything together. I'm sitting here trying to load this and load that and learn this board right now, literally learn it right now. All by myself, okay? So he says, don't worry about it. As soon as it comes on, it's going to play your intro, and you're going to be on your way, Shane. And I'm like, all right, cool. All right, I got this. I can do this. This is easy. His intro comes in, and now it seems like you're listening to the Easy Show. Well, you're listening to Planet Dance with Shane Sparks. So if you heard that intro, disregard that. This is my first time. If you heard that and and was a little confused, just hit me up on my Twitter, Sparks5678, and let me know if y'all still with me, okay? All right, but I'm going to get into this show because I got a lot to talk about today. I got this group that's called Flight Club. It's my boy T. Rob's group. I'm going to play this track, and then I'm going to get him on here later on in the show. The song is pretty hot, and I just told him I was going to give him props. So this is up. Give me a minute. Let's play the song. Tell me what you think. Hit me up. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Get it.
All this guap, all these bras on me, oh man. They like smoke, they like style on me. Get what you want, baby, got a style on me. And later on, you can come put all that on me, oh man. Just put it all on me, oh man. They like smoke, all this guap, all these bras on me.
Get hot, you deep, then I get bought. It's all on me.
out is guap, all these bras on me.
Oh man,
de la smoke, de la Salome. Get what you want, baby, get a Salome. And ain't the only thing we're out in.
Because I'm doing this by myself for the first time today, so I'm learning everything as we speak. Because he was easy, he's like, Shane, I got an emergency, I got, and I was like, okay, I got you. Show me what to do. So I'm doing it, and yeah, I don't, you know, I'm trying to do my best here. So you say you hear the echo?
You hung up on me, also.
I hung up on you?
Yeah.
When?
About 5 seconds ago, I had to call back.
Oh, you know what? Because I'm still trying to figure out this crazy stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
But you're not alone.
Yeah, but
in spirit.
Say that again?
I say you're not alone. I'm with you in spirit.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's not that hard. Huh?
I got your back.
Yeah. So it's not that hard. It's just a lot to learn in like 5 minutes. Like I'm learning, I'm doing the whole board, bringing in songs, pushing buttons, talking to you. You know what I mean? Trying to bring in callers. It's kind of crazy. But
okay.
I'm a trooper. I'm smart. I can do this.
Okay.
I get it.
You can do it.
But
you can do it.
I can do it. You're stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me get out of here so I can finish this up. You got any questions you want to ask me?
No. Just checking in as usual just to tell you that I love you.
Oh, I appreciate that. And what did you think about that song?
That song was hot.
It's hot?
Yeah.
All right.
That's because they said baby girl. Yeah, you know that's my nickname.
So. No, I didn't know that, but now I do.
Yeah, well,
now
you
do.
Do.
All right, we'll do this. Make sure you keep listening, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Beautiful. Yeah, because I'm going to have your boy on in, like, probably about 5 minutes. He's probably going to call in, so listen to him. So tell me if you're feeling his vibe, his, you know, his personality, and let me know if he's going to be the next. All right?
No, only you.
All right, Christina, have a good day, all right?
You too.
All right, okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's your boy, St. Sparks. It's crazy. I'm trying to do it. If anybody else is getting the echo out there, let me know because I feel like I'm doing everything perfect, but I guess I'm not. But let me get down to it. Check this out. A couple of days ago, me and my girls, the Dolls, y'all know about the Dolls. I talk about them all the time. I haven't featured them on my show yet because we're still in the studio, but it's a hot female group, and it's three girls, Asian girl, black girl, white girl. You know, it's because it's my group, I don't want you to think I'm hyping it up because it's my group. I'm serious. This girl group is really hot. You know, young group, everybody's interested. And the other night we took them to meet with a producer slash label. And we go up into this house. I swear the house was about 4 stories, movie theater. It was crazy, man. You know, out here in L.A. is crazy. But we go up in there, and the girls have to perform. And first we performing in this one room that's really big, but the CD wouldn't work in there. So we end up going to the office, which is a little bit smaller. So we get in there, all you see is L.A., the big view of L.A., big old window, and the dude comes in and sit down. My girls get in there and blow dude away. And before it was over, he said, I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to do a lot of that. He said, can you excuse the ladies? He said, I'm going to put an offer on the table. He said, by Tuesday, the ladies will have an offer for a record deal. Now, I don't know I've never had that happen before. Like, I've got a lot of situations that happened for me personally, but it was always like my agent was like, yeah, they want you. But to sit there and want something and have the person that could give it to you say they about to give it to you and they make you an offer, man, that was the coldest feeling in the world. So all the girls are happy, I'm happy, and everybody that's been involved. It's been about a year and a half journey with these girls, man, and it's definitely paid off. So if you know who the dolls are, make sure y'all hit them up on their Twitter. I'm going to get y'all their Twitter. I don't know it by heart because I'm not a big Twitter person, but I'm trying to get there. And make sure y'all hit me up, Sparks5678. You know, I mean, at Sparks5678. I keep forgetting that. And make sure y'all hit up my boy, Easy Way Broadcast, you know, Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting. Check us out, Block Talk Radio in the building. It's your boy, Shane. I'm going to play another song for y'all real quick. I played this song before because I love it, and my boy, it's funny because all my boys from Cincinnati, Ohio, they got all these artists that they're working with, and, like, they dope, you know what I mean? And they sending me their stuff, and they just like, yo, Shane, play this, and I'm like, all right, I'll play it for you. It better be hot, and they actually giving me hot stuff, and they have this song called J's on My Feet, straight out of Cincinnati, and I'm trying to find the song. But straight out of Cincinnati, and they banging. So tell me what you think. Welcome. If you're feeling this song. On Easy Way Broadcast. That's not what I want. That ain't what I want. Yeah, here it is. Check it out. But tell me what you think. And if you like it, hit me up. And if you like that first song on me, let me know. Y'all need to hit me up ASAP because if y'all don't like it, I'm not going to play it. All right? So let's get it. This your boy, Days on My Feet. Straight from Cincinnati, Ohio. Doing it like this.
I like my face custom made, fitted tightly on my feet. I always got the little space before they even hit the street. You better watch out for them haters when they trying to take a peek. You gotta lace them up, treat them right, and take them on retreat. Red, yellow, blue, green. Get my J's, match my jeans, styling out on the street. Girls be hating on me. I'm swagged up from my feet to my head and my knees. When I step up from the crowd, all you hear is, and you mad cause your dude trying to take a look and see. I got some people lined up taking bitches with me. Can't be mad that my parents got good taste in my shoes. All they do is call them up and have them shipping from Peru.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh,
he ain't got them.
Like, oh,
he ain't got them.
Like, oh,
he ain't got them.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh.
I got my J's on, Machiavelli on, you know I'm smashing.
Ha.
Blue and white J's, you be saying that I'm magic. I got on every J. Yeah, I think I'm important. I mismatch all my colors, yo, J's look boring. Stupid fruity swag with my orange through laces. Gray and silver strings, yeah, my J's got braces. All them other dudes buy their J's out of Macy's. Walk onto the stage, the amazement on their faces. Got them J's. You be like it, make you wanna take a picture. Take my J's on, with my sister J sick. Pink and white swirl, but the shoe all gray, and we wear them all day. They like, hey, what you play? I got them J's.
On my feet like, oh,
you ain't got them.
Like, oh,
you ain't got them.
Like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh,
you ain't got them.
Like, oh,
you ain't got them.
Like, oh,
you ain't got them.
I got them J's on my feet.
I got them J's. 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 I got them J's.
Look at me.
Now look at me.
I guess you looked down and you saw what's on my feet.
What's on my feet?
I change it up, add some shine. Never tripping, I get mine. When they blink, you multiply. Different colors of your eyes.
Now I like every color, J. Uh-huh. My outfit match my shoe game. Green on green may sound lame, but I don't feel the same. Screens look like ladders with the cutsy type of pattern. Giving unique observation for extraordinary swagger. I hear laughter. That's haterade. No worries, I'm getting paid. J's so original, I make the crowd do the way.
From the clapping, I be dancing cause I'm happy.
Wear them every single night cause they better than everybody.
I got some J's.
Yo, 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 there you go. J's on my feet, that's gonna be a hot track. I know sometimes people, like, they ask me, they say, Shane, how come you don't play more stuff that's out on the radio right now? It's because we have to get a lot of rights to a lot of songs. And if you don't have the rights, we could get sued for that. So I'm working on that. And hopefully soon I'll be able to play Rihanna, Lil Wayne, Chris Brown, all that good stuff for y'all, so y'all can really bug out with me. But, yeah, this is him, Young Junior from the Flight Club, Keith Robb. Let's get it. Let me see if they're on the line right now. Check it out. Caller, you on the line. What's good?
Mr. Shane Sparks, what's good, man? It's your boy Young J. Dot R. Dot, representing that Flight Club fam, Gubware Entertainment. What's good, man?
There he is, man. Yo, I just played the track. It's banging. I already had callers calling in, talking about they like it. So,
yeah,
yo,
yeah,
Keith Robb told me a lot about y'all, man. He's
yeah.
bragging about y'all. So tell me what's up.
I appreciate it, man. First off, I want to say I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying, for having me on the show. I listen to it every week. You know, T-Rob, this is the first single that's coming up. It's produced by Danye, my producer. He's up and coming.
That's what's up.
And,
okay.
Yeah, we might have this on the soundtrack for The Quiet Giant, the movie that T-Rob is working on. Like, we on the works with that, too. And I also saw your interview on it. And I just want to say big things, like, I'm liking what I see. So we supposed to be shooting the Cincinnati song, Shootout version on Quiet Giant, too. So
that's what's up, man. Cincinnati.
Going on.
Yeah, it's good to hear that. Your team was telling me about, like, some of the messages that y'all wanted to get across to y'all fans and to a lot of people that are listening and coming up in this crazy entertainment world. Tell me what y'all doing in y'all group or personally that's going to help y'all get to the next level if the music thing didn't work.
We just constantly working. Like I said, we in school right now. We in college, and we just we got different majors just in case the music thing don't work. We got a plan B.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Keep it moving and keep getting money. You know what I'm saying? And just keep the movement going. FKF is the movement. It stands for Flight Club Fan with a K. You know, and it's not just music, it's positive things, like people with positive movements. Like, we got basketball players that represent it, we got models, you know, and it's just a positive movement that we're trying to get the whole world on and let everybody understand it more so than just follow it, you know. So,
yeah, no, I feel you, man, and I'm glad to hear that because, man, I mean, I grew up around a lot of different type of music, a lot of different artists. And I just wish that somebody would come out with some music that actually helped the younger artists and the younger kids, like, have something more positive to look forward to and to think about and something more positive to say. It's okay to get your, funny stuff on and play and get kind of deep and be grown. But every now and then you got to put something out there that teaches somebody something that when they get done listening to your song or listening to your interview, they learn something from it and they can apply it to their future. You know what I mean? So that's what I expect about this whole situation.
I appreciate that. Like I said, man, we doing us, and we not bringing out music that's not us. Like, you got a lot of artists that come out, and in their music, they talk about stuff that they not really own, and that's not what we're trying to do. We just be trying to get our name out there and let people know that we a group, but we lyrics. Like, you got a lot of groups that they just do it for entertainment, but we really own, like, we really lyricists, and, you know, we just doing what we doing, trying to get out there.
Well, do me a favor. Tell T-Rob to send me, like, because he sent me your music, but tell him to send me, like, a package where some picture, and if y'all got a video of some of y'all stuff, let me get that, and some more songs.
Okay.
I'll do whatever I can to help the situation.
I appreciate that. We got a YouTube page. If everybody want to go check it out, it's called FKF TV. You know, we got two videos up right now, but we're going to have more videos coming soon and documentaries and, like, little webisodes of us, you know, coming up. And also, you'll see us doing the college thing besides the music thing. And also, you can check us out on Twitter at underscore, YUNGJR underscore, and then IDA. So be on the lookout for us, man. We're coming up.
Young Junior, I appreciate you, man. Tell T-Rob I said what's up. And when y'all get some more music, let me get it so I can be the first to play it. And make sure y'all get y'all package up to me. So I don't promise anything, but I guarantee you I will put it in the hands of people that can do something if the situation's right, okay?
I appreciate that, Mr. Shane Sparks. Y'all make sure y'all go and vote. Matter of fact, just call Shane Sparks and tell him to play that on me over and over and over. This is your boy, YoungJ.R.FKL, Global World Representative. Yeah.
That's what's up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and I'm going to play the song one more time so y'all can get a good whiff of it. Yo, Young Junior, I'm out. Talk to you later, my man.
I miss Science Park for today.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Out
is
guap, out
is bras,
oh man, oh man. Dead last smoke, dead last solo, man. Get what you want, baby, get a solo, man. And later on, you can come put out there.
Positive, they ain't got nothing for you. So that's what I'm here for. Planet Dance, Eric Zuli, you know, let's get it. I got a call on the line. Let me see what they talking about. 1006, who could this be? Yeah. Yo, calling
Hello?
On the line.
Hello?
Yo, who's this?
Hey,
what is
it?
Hold on, wait a minute. Well, I don't know what's going on, but you got a big echo under your voice. Do you have me on speaker or something?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. I'm sorry. What up, girl? How you doing?
I'm okay. I don't know if you heard, but
I don't know what system you on right now, but your voice is cutting out. Get on either a different phone or I don't know what it is, but I can't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, better now, right?
Yep, get it.
All right. I don't know if Eric told you or you heard, but I got signed to Interface for modeling, acting, dance. So I'm signed with them. I think I sent you guys a picture of how the photo shoot went. Actually, I got sick from the photo shoot. Cause
wow.
It was outside. Yeah.
Congratulations, so man. That's big.
Yeah, so they were like, sooner or later, you'll be flown out to L.A. People in L.A. will want you, because they're like, you have that diversity of, you look young, but you're older.
Right.
So you could be used for a lot of stuff. So I was like, cool. So I would like to thank you and Eric for all your support, you know, and I always support you guys. And that song was hot, by the way.
That's what's up. Yeah, no, I'm feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it. I'm going to play it every week if I can. So I appreciate that. All right. Well, look, I'm going to let you go. Congratulations on everything. Do me a favor. Work hard, man. Work hard. Make your mark before you get out of here, okay?
I will.
All right. And I'll talk. Hey, one thing. Was it funny when Eric Zuli's intro came in on my show? Was you like, what the heck?
Yeah, I was like, oh my god! And you had me rolling yesterday, you and Eric. When you guys were telling that guy how to dance.
It's so funny, man. Dance is such a funny talent to have. It's so crazy. People want so much information about it. But at the end of the day, man, it's just feeling. Whatever you feel, you just do it. You know, that's all it is. So, but, yeah, all right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get to this next caller. Love you, Victoria. Take care and good luck with everything, all right?
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, caller, you're on the line. Who is this? Caller, you're on the line. Caller, you're on the line. Or maybe that was just somebody from the past. All right, Shane Sparks is back. Planet Dance, get back to the business. I hope y'all enjoying the show today. If you are an artist and you know an artist, let me know what's up. Send me something. You can tweet it to me. You can Facebook it to me. I just want to introduce anybody that's got some talent to the world, give them an avenue. You know, make their dreams come true, because I remember when I was in the same situation. And talking about dreams coming true, let me tell you a quick story that happened to me yesterday. Y'all know the movie Breaking? Yep, I know y'all do. I know a lot of people that are watching this or listening to this are like, yeah, I know that movie. All right, there's two people in that movie that, like, basically made me who I am. Poppin' Taco and Boogaloo Shrimp, okay? Turbo. His name is Turbo in the movie. Okay, I'm on Facebook, and I get a message saying, yo, Shane, I want to thank you for talking, saying good stuff about me on ABDC, the season that So Real was on there. And I'm looking at the thing, and it says Boogaloo Shrimp. Michael Chambers. I'm like, this has got to be a joke. I'm tripping, like, really? So I hit him back. I'm like, is this a joke, dude? Why are you playing? And he's like, no, Shay, this is really me. You're one of my friends. I was like, this is crazy. So we talked for a minute, and basically he just wanted to thank me, man. I was like, that's crazy, because I don't even think people understand the impact that they have when they do certain things and when you're very talented. And I hope anybody who has any type of talent, when you put your talent out there, I hope you understand that you're touching a lot of people, man. There's a lot of people that base their careers off of something that you did, and he's one of them. So I was tripping, man. So I told him I got some projects coming up, which I'm about to tell y'all about right now. I've been mentioning this project, but it's almost official. But the Love of Dance is definitely in effect. They're in New York right now. William Morris and my Paramount right now. Matriarch. These two companies that are behind me, basically, they're in New York shopping the show right now. We just did the sizzle reel at West Coast Dance Theater, man, and I had a packed house. I'll just put it like that. But a lot of kids come out, and they was ripping it for me, and we did it to the song, Sierra's song, Sorry, so it was like a slow, sexy song. It was crazy, but at the end, they interviewed me, and I got to talk about the show, and everybody was like, all the dancers was definitely appreciating what I was talking about, and that's my thing. That's my point. I want to have all the dancers that are in this world get, oh, God, Troy Lambert in that message. My roommate. But, yeah, so I just want everybody to understand, you know, this is what I do, and this is why I'm doing it. And all the dancers were sitting around, almost had tears in their eyes based off the stories I was telling them and based off the things I'm trying to do. Because, man, we don't really have no big avenues out there to get us anywhere we want to go. ABDC is gone, so you think you can dance, it's still there, but still, the street dancers really don't have a chance too much on So You Think You Could Dance. Like, every now and then they do, but yeah, I don't understand how many street dancers audition for the show, and maybe one or two would make it. So I'm trying to give another avenue. So my show is going to be basically giving these dancers the opportunity to have a voice, to show their talent, and be seen. So you can finally put the name with the dance. How many choreographers' names do you know? Think about that. If you watch a video right now from, like, the early 90s, our late 90s to right now, how many of the choreographers do you know by name that choreographed the Usher videos, the Janet videos, the Britney videos, the Chris Brown videos? You don't know hardly any of their names. Some of them you do, but I want to make it where all these dancers and choreographers are known by name, and you can put their faces together. So that's what we do. That's my job. That's what I love. So y'all better support as much as y'all can, and I love y'all. This show is crazy because I had to do this by myself. And it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be, but it was hard. So I thank y'all for listening. Planet Dance is definitely in the building, and I hope y'all enjoyed my show. And I'm out of here.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me, 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio.
This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.
Opportunities to change it and be ready for going to collections if you don't do two things.
But for women, they're like, sometimes they don't make humans.